star gives birth to the planets it will one day consume, and I have never held a funeral for any of my blood cells. Will our sun mourn its children? Raging, swollen, incinerating tears, Mercury, Venus, Terra, Mars, making orphans of those in further orbits, a newly gravitationally, umbilically cut comical comet called Saturn, never to return. A planet gives birth to the creatures it will one day consume, and I have never held a funeral for any of my blood cells. Prisoner cell block Eden, no ceremony nor celebration, from drowning through to immolation, all life extinguished from land, sky and ocean. This mostly empty space convincingly obliviates from nothing back to nothing. Vacuum, stardust, oligarch, timescape, humans muster hardest lightships, mineral to mammal in the blink of an eye, yet a lifetime between dreams of rocks geologizes fossils of our ancestors, plastic bag pollution, warring madman monkey moguls, such suitably neighborly solutions to overpopulation. My body gives birth to the cells it will one day consume, and I have never held a funeral for any of them. If my body is a country, how many unwilling patriots scribe their brothers' rights in my blood? If my body is a city, how many cyclists die running red lights? If my body is a planet, how many extinctions before a civilization of distinction arises in rhythm with the tides that deny it? No tombstones for stars, only cremation of creation. God's final photons flung light years across the void to delight my nightly eyesight. Our little yellow sun will never get dementia, but billow pregnant nuclear death long after I've forgotten my own life, shitting deliriously into unkempt underwear on a humid summer day in some stagnant nursing home. Every breath I draw contains a particle of Albert Einstein. Every step I take makes stars and babies die. Every bomb dropped is the hollow applause of the oppressor, and still there is no funeral for a blood cell. A lifespan of 120 days, yet it trundles at walking pace, 60,000 miles of your vanity, vainly feigning sovereignty, hemoglobin healing earlobes and broken noses, the human sacrifices to itself and the ego goes nowhere until diseased, threatened, and endangered. The universe creates the life it will one day consume, and I have never held a funeral for any of my blood cells. But somehow, I'll always make the wake.